Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Style That Binds Us podcast. We are thrilled to welcome back Dr. Karen Binder-Brines. Dr. Binder-Brines is a leading psychologist with a private practice in New York City. She provides individual as well as marital, family, and group psychotherapy. In addition, Dr. Binder-Brines is a leading expert in the field of post-traumatic stress. She has worked with frontline COVID-19 first responders, firefighters after 9/11, survivors of the Holocaust, and she counseled the Episcopal priests in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina and many, many more. Those are only a few examples. She has contributed to The New Yorker, Tracy Anderson, Bustle, Vogue, Goop, CNN, among others. She is the mother of two daughters, and now she has multiple grandchildren. Today, Dr. Binder-Brines is giving us her top tips on how to prevent and recover from burnout and chronic stress, which is something both mom and myself have hit that. Led to chronic stress and burnout. The chronic stress led to the burnout, unfortunately. So now we need your help, and we know we cannot be alone.
No, you are not. Hi. I'm so happy to be back with you guys today in these very stressful times that we're all living. I think it's a very timely topic, particularly for women. When we first discussed this, I was thinking that this was a talk that was going to be geared more towards women's stress, not that men don't suffer stress as well and burnout, but if it's okay, I'm going to focus a little bit more on the stress that women in the current day and age are going through. Although both sexes do experience stress, usually women score much higher on stress surveys than men do. There's a lot of reasons for that. One of the reasons I think in general is that women come forward and admit things at a greater level than men. But also, I think in this day and age, women more and more have to take on so many roles that it becomes very overwhelming at times. Women are back in the workforce. Women are raising children or grandchildren. Women are often these days, not only raising children, but often people live longer dealing with elderly parents. Mm-hmm. So there are times we call it the sandwich generation, where working women are taking not only care of little ones, but taking care of their elders as well. There's much more pressure for women to be in the workforce, achieve in the workforce, get higher education. And so these multiple roles that we all now take on cause a lot of stress. And women often feel that they have to do everything very well, perfectly. Mm-hmm. And so if they're working, they have to be perfect, and they have to have a perfect home, they have to look well, they have to be perfect mothers, daughters, grandmothers, whatever it is. And I think that pressure of being perfect at everything adds to the level of stress. And then eventually, burnout. And there's a lot of reasons for that. I talk about this often. I know we've talked about this in the past when it comes to different situations that we've discussed. But, you know, the brain is an organ in our body like every other organ in our body. But the brain will react to stress by releasing certain hormones and chemicals, particularly adrenaline and cortisol, that when we're under stress, these transmitter chemicals get released and they put us in heightened states of alert and fear, anxiety, because these hormones are there to keep us safe when we're in danger. However, when they're released because we're in high stress situations, our life may not be in danger, but our bodies often don't know that. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So we walk around, many of us women, with chronic feelings of being in danger, like something's not right, something's going to happen. I'm not going to make this meeting. I'm not going to be able to get to my kid's soccer game. I'm not going to be able to get dinner on the table. I'm not going to be able to look well. I'm not going to sleep. And it all sort of magnifies and grows on each other until eventually you start feeling exhaustion. And often exhaustion leads to burnout. So where everything seems so paramount and so important and needs to get done, all of a sudden, sometimes people just stop functioning. On the battleground, we used to call that battle fatigue, but I often use the words battle fatigue with patients today, particularly my women patients who just walk in and say, I just can't do this anymore. I don't have the energy anymore. Things are falling through the cracks. So, you know, we have that level. And then I'm a wide angle lens thinker. You take that, you take just the daily stress of life, trying to do it all, be perfect at it. And then you juxtapose that on whatever's going on in the world.
Right.
And we all know that right now, the world is at a pretty serious, I think, inflection point. There's stress in this country. There's stress all over the world. There's political division. We've just come out of an incredible pandemic, COVID, and we're still not really out of it. I think we're all dealing with it differently, but we're not out of it. We've just come through, at least in the Northeast, where I live and you guys live, an incredible couple of months of respiratory illnesses around, and having to deal with any kind of physical illness or physical limitation when you've got all these balls up in the air, and it's overwhelming. And the other arm of this is social media and iPhones. Or whatever phone you use, which I think are really, really one of the most highly stress-inducing things that have happened to us in the last, I think now maybe 20, 25 years since the phones have been available, and particularly since social media has come up. Because now, on top of everything else we're doing, we feel like we have to keep informed. We feel like we have to be answer emails immediately or texts immediately or know what everybody's talking about or what news is going on. And I don't even remember what life was like before this.
It was fabulous. I remember.
Yeah, Delia, you must have been dealing with MySpace, right? Which first started probably when you were in school.
I know. I mean, MySpace was just like a blip. You know, it's kind of like Clubhouse.
So, you know, we can all complain about the stress that we're under. The question is, what do we do about it?
Exactly.
There's a difference between men and women here, too, is that women are more likely to reach out and ask for help than men are. And I think traditionally men suffered from ulcers and heart disease in much higher levels than women did, because I think they did hold everything in. Women are catching up to that now. I don't think it's because they don't reach out, but I think it's that the stress that is piled onto us in this day and age has just become totally overwhelming. And we each have to find ways to deal with the stress, calm our minds down, calm our bodies down, get rest, get sleep. Because unfortunately, and this is now proven more and more in integrative medicine, chronic stress is probably one of the worst things you can do for your health, because these hormones affect every organ in the body. And when your body is on high alert continually, things start breaking down. So I don't want to scare people, because, you know, our bodies also adjust to being under high levels of stress. But I think we all know headaches, stomach aches, sleep deprivation, not being able to sleep, biting nails, pulling out your hair, drinking too much, drugging too much. You know, all are ways that we try to cope with stress. Some of them are healthy and some of them are not healthy. So the question is, how do we find balance and ways to cope with our stress that are going to be the most beneficial and long lasting? So for me, I work full time. I have children. I have grandchildren. I'm involved in other things. I write. For me, I've done yoga for 30 years, and that has been a great escape for me. I don't do it as often as I wish I could, but whenever I can put myself on that mat, even sometimes if I don't have time to do a whole series, just to sit on my mat and breathe for 10 minutes helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do that sometimes in between clients, don't you? Just
Yeah, I do, right here in my office. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's something, it's interesting. One of my yoga teachers last week said something that I thought was so interesting, which is, if you're going to, because meditation is also a great way, learning to meditate is a great way to do what we call mindfulness, mm-hmm. which means taking your mind away from everything that you're always worrying about and focusing it in one place for a certain period of time. There, it's been proven now with many, many biological, neurological studies that this slows down the body, slows down brain waves, and actually can create new neural pathways for dealing with adversity and stress. But I think what happens a lot is people feel, I don't have 45 minutes to meditate every day. Right. I don't have 45 minutes to do yoga. That's only going to add stress to my stress. So I was in a yoga class the other day, and my yoga teacher said, you know what? If you're going to meditate, you don't have to meditate for 10 minutes or 15 minutes or an hour every day. If you sit down and you do 1 minute of mindful meditation, that's going to give you great benefit. And I really took that to heart, that I think a lot of times we say, how can I fit this in? Mm. Exercise, meditating, whatever it is, breathing, but you can fit it in. You just don't have to make it stressful to fit it in.
Mm-hmm. I remember you telling me you're stressing because you're stressing about not exercising enough. That's causing you more stress. But that's very interesting, because I think a lot of people think, I can't settle down enough to meditate. But if right. it's only for a minute or two, they can make themselves do that.
That's right. And you can do it anywhere. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting on a subway train, you can be on a bus, you can be in your car. Mm-hmm. You can be in the grocery store, mm-hmm. and you can take your mind and you say, I am just going to think about nothing mm-hmm. for 1 minute, or you get an image that you focus on, or some people have a saying that they say, a mantra, mm-hmm. and you can, for exercise, I don't know if I ever told you this, Allison, but one of the things I say to my patients all the time when they say, I don't have time to exercise, climb steps. Mm-hmm. You're in a high-rise building, take 5 flights before you get on the elevator. Mm-hmm. Climb steps wherever you can. And that is great exercise that doesn't necessarily have to add more stress to your life by taking time away. So, you know, being creative about how you deal with your stress is very important. And that leads me to sleep. Mm-hmm. Because I think something that, you know, our civilization, particularly here in the West, suffers with is not enough sleep.
Yes.
And sleep is when our bodies repair themselves. And it's very, very important for our brains to take a break when we sleep. So, you know, one of the things that I suggest to people to do is not take their phones to their beds. Mm-hmm. Try not to be on screens for at least 15, 20 minutes before you shut your eyes. try not to pick up your phone the minute you open your eyes in the morning, which I'm guilty of sometimes. Put the phones down. Because, you know, sometimes you may pick up your phone right before you're going to go to sleep and there's an upsetting email.
Oh, definitely. Most
or you see, or you see a somebody on Instagram that looks like they have the most perfect life, and that just goes you down the rabbit hole about how your life isn't perfect. Right.
Or even if it's a great email, then you're wide awake from that.
Right. That's right, too. So, you know, these are little things, but I also think that it's very important that women are talking about this with each other. Because, you know, as being a therapist, I have a lot of patients that come in here and they think they're the only one. And they think they're the only one burnt out. They think they're the only one suffering. They look around. Their colleagues look like they're perfectly coiffed and perfectly dressed. And they're on Instagram and everybody looks perfect. And everybody has a happy life. And they feel very lonely and isolated because they're beginning to feel really burnt out. And, you know, there are symptoms of burnout, fatigue, boredom, avoidance, dread. Oh, my God, the alarm goes off. How am I going to face this day? I don't want to do what I have to do. So it's very, very important to ask for help, whether it's through a friend, a family member, or a professional if need be, when you start feeling yourself, you know, going down that hole. Right. And you know it.
Yes. And sometimes you don't know it, though, but you know you're feeling like literally sick. You know, or either your joints are aching all over. That's the tricky part to me. We know when we're super stressed, pretty much, you know. But
yes,
sometimes, you know, you may have horrible stomach aches or something. And then when you go to the doctor, they're like, we need to talk about stress. And you would have never in a million years thought that really and truly that stress can do that to you physically.
And one of the reasons for that, Allison, is that, you know, again, women, particularly in these last decades, feel they have to be perfect. You know, I look back at pictures of my mother and my grandmothers. They, you know, or I even look back at the old movie stars like Marilyn Monroe or Elizabeth Taylor. These women weren't stick thin and perfectly toned. They were curvy. They were sexy. They, you know, whatever they were. It really wasn't until Jane Fonda started her whole exercise regime, which I think was in the early 80s, that all of a sudden fitness became extremely important, which it is. It is important to move our bodies. But look at where we are today. We live in New York City. Every other block is a gym. Or a stretch gym, or a soul cycle, or, you know, treadmill place, or a stretching place. I mean, there is such pressure now for people to be in great shape. And that adds stress.
Yeah, especially as you get older, it's harder to stay in shape.
Right. And you know, and to look perfect, and to be perfect. And, you know, it gets particularly harder. At every age, there's reasons why it's stressful. So if you're young and you're looking to find your mate and you don't feel you look perfect or your body isn't perfect, that's stressful. As you get older, you think, I don't want to look old. You know, look at all these people. They all look, they've had facelifts. They're skinny as a rail. Now everybody's on Ozempic, you know. And that's caused stress for people.
Sure.
It's remarkable to me how we have, you know, we live in a society where we have pretty good medical accessibility, most of us. We have, you know, access to decent food, hopefully fresh foods. You know, we have a lot of the ingredients where we could be much healthier than our ancestors ever were. And yet we're not.
No, right. We're more unwell than ever.
You know, I follow some guy on Twitter, which is now X, and he's a doctor. And he posted a picture. I don't know if your followers will all know this, but there's a big beach out on Long Island, New York, called Jones Beach. It's a long stretch of ocean that people go to. And he put an aerial picture of people in their bathing suits on Jones Beach in the 1950s. There wasn't one overweight person in that picture. And then he posted a picture from 2022. And I would say that 2/3 of the people in that picture were extremely overweight.
Wow.
And that's where, you know, our society has gone to. I think there's many reasons for it. Most of it is probably processed food that we're eating now that we didn't eat back then. A lot of salt, a lot of sugar. But also, people are chained to their desks in ways that they weren't. People don't go outside and get as much fresh air. People, you know, people are so overwhelmed that they don't have time to exercise.
Stress eating.
And there's a lot of stress eating. And fast food, fast everything. Yes. Fast, 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 fast.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I think this all does contribute to not being in good health, gaining weight, feeling lethargic, feeling bored, feeling apathetic, and then getting depressed, which is part of burnout. Because, you know,
saw something that said just because everyone is doing it, it's not normal. Like what so many things that are going on right now, if you really look at them by themselves, they're very abnormal, but it's just been sort of accepted by the culture.
Right. That's right. And I think COVID was an interesting human phenomenon. I think for a while, it really stopped everything in its place. And I think people got a taste, actually, of what life might have been a long time ago when they weren't running all over the place and jumping and trying to get cabs or getting cars, looking for parking, picking kids up at sports, whatever all of us do all day long. And there was a real pause. I mean, it was a terrible pause because many people lost their lives and were very sick. And then I think slowly we came out of this. And to me, we're right back where we were, if not worse.
Yeah. It's so crazy. I feel like people haven't even stopped to even understand what we just went through.
No, I don't think we have. And I think it changed a lot of things. And there is more stress. Here's an example. I don't know if you two experience this, and not all your followers live in New York City. One of the most stressful things that I'm experiencing since COVID is what happened with COVID is delivery services became big because people weren't going to restaurants. Right. What came with that were all kinds of apps where you could order food from wherever you want and it will be at your door by a bike, an electric bike, a scooter. I find living in the city now is so scary with the amount of electric bikes and scooters and things that are almost lawless going through red lights. I mean, I personally know several people have been hit by them.
Well, didn't you almost get hit?
I was hit by a bike in Brooklyn, but that was my fault. That was my fault. I was crossing. I shouldn't have been crossing when I was. But I walk home from my office every night. It's about a mile walk. And even when I'm being very careful, bikes will come out of nowhere.
Sure.
So even that kind of, it seems like not such a big deal. But I know that I'm walking home from work now where it's usually that was a time I was sort of decompressing.
Yes.
Between work and home. I have to be on high alert now.
Oh, yeah. Or someone will come and steal your purse on a moped. I mean, there's no leisurely walking in New York City anymore. That time is long gone. You are very much on high alert. I certainly am. You have to be.
Yes. And look, we're living in a time our country is divided terribly. There are two big wars going on, and then wars we don't even talk about going on. We are inundated with news, whether it's on the television or on our phones. And you could be looking at your phone and some alert comes through where you're not even thinking about the world. And all of a sudden you hear 104, this happened to me today, 114 people killed or injured in an attack in Gaza. And we're not getting political here about it. But what I'm saying is, oh
Yes.
my God, 114 more lives gone.
Right.
And in that moment, my adrenaline went up.
Right.
So it's, and the other thing, emails, texts. I'm sure you experience this too. If I get an email or I get a text, I feel I have to answer it pretty quickly.
Right. It
And,
gets you nervous. So nervous.
you go on vacation now. You are still have to be somewhat connected. There's no such thing as I'm leaving my cell phone home and going on a safari. No.
With your family. It is crazy. It's like if all those noises are stressing you out, then you turn it all off for an hour or two, and then all of a sudden you get this feeling like, oh no, I've checked out. I've missed something terrible, something super important. And it never is. I mean, when you check
No.
in, it's still the same old,
Although there are times, I'm sure, and this is stressful, where you say, okay, I'm going to put my phone down, do my yoga class for an hour. Then I pick up my phone and there's 10 messages or missed calls. And then oh, now I only have 10 minutes between my next patient. How am I going to return all these calls and texts, right? So then you've just done a yoga class or you've just meditated, and now within a second, you're hyper aroused
Right
again.
back, right.
Oh my God. Or mom is texting me. She sends me, I do this to her too, but she sends me a text. I don't reply within a certain amount of time that she feels is not right. And then she's calling me, texting me, are you okay? Are
Well,
you
that's at like
alive?
midnight.
No, that's a lot. And that stresses me out.
She's a mama bear. But look, we all have that now. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like whenever any of my children fly, they have text me when they land. So if they forget or they're busy getting the kids out of their seats and they don't text me, and then I don't get a text, did they land? Did they not land? Where's the plane? That's pressure.
Seriously.
I mean, whoever thought of that? I never texted my parents I landed because there was nowhere to text them. Right? But
Yes.
you see, we're laughing and it is funny.
Oh,
But
yeah.
think about all the things that we've just discussed in this last half an hour.
Right.
Every one of those things can add stress. And we don't even realize it. We've now adapted to functioning at these very high levels, being constantly connected, trying to fit everything in, trying to be perfect. And we do it until all of a sudden, sometimes we hit a wall. Or our body, as you were saying before, Allison, rebels. And we develop stomach issues, or we develop migraines, or we develop eczema, or we develop whatever else it could be. And, that's our body's way of saying, slow down,
Right.
take a breath. The world isn't going to end if your outfit, excuse me, ladies, isn't perfect today.
Absolutely. Most definitely agree.
But it's hard because here's the other part of the brain chemistry. We get addicted. We get addicted to the adrenaline. It's a powerful drug.
Yes, the social media
So,
is designed, literally designed that way.
that's right, because every time you see a text or a post or something, your brain releases dopamine.
Right.
Which is almost like an opioid. Now, adrenaline, and I want to talk about this because it's related to stress. What happens a lot is, you know, that feeling like you can run. Like I was just on with a patient now that had an amazingly crazy week last week. She's a television producer. Her kid had her tonsils out. Her parents were visiting. A million things went on.
Yeah.
And she was running on high energy for 7 days. And then she said to me today, I don't know why I couldn't get out of bed. And you know what I said? You're in adrenal withdrawal.
Oh, adrenal withdrawal.
Oh, maybe that was yesterday for us. When we were so excited.
Yes. And I learned about this from working with combat veterans, because one of the things that happens with combat veterans is that they are living, when they're especially during wartime, on high alert for months and months at a time. And then they come back to peace land, and a lot of them become extremely depressed and low energy, and they don't understand it. And what it is that their bodies are now going through adrenal withdrawal.
Oh my gosh, that's so freaky that can happen just from social media and our phones and
or living on.
But it's when you stop. So
right.
You
know, you never stop.
But when you do, even on, let's say you're let's say it's a Sunday and you don't have much to do, and you wake up and you think, why can't I motivate myself today? Why do I feel like ugh? And there's a biological reason sometimes for that, which is withdrawal from these stress hormones.
Wow.
And then what happens, this is where the bad cycle comes, is that doesn't feel good. So you rev up again, so you don't have to go through the withdrawal.
Oh.
So I can't tell you how many veterans I've worked with. This was during the, mostly during the Afghani war. They would come home, they would feel incredible, completely depressed, and you know what? They re-up and go back.
Oh my gosh.
Because they were addicted.
Right.
Wow.
It seemed like they were addicted. You think, oh, they want to go back to war. Yes, they miss their buddies, they miss the camaraderie, but what they really miss was the adrenaline surges.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's scary.
No one's talking about that. No.
But it's I don't want it to be scary, because what I wanted to do is be educational.
Right.
So that when you're in those low moments after very, very stressful times, you don't panic about it.
Mm-hmm.
You say, oh, my body is now readjusting to a more resting stage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, my parasympathetic, you know, we have our sympathetic system, our parasympathetic system. One is more activated when we're in stress. The other one's more activated when we're not. So, you know, it's okay sometimes to feel burnt out.
And to just take it easy. And like you said, do some meditation and yoga or whatever you can. And then unless it's going on and on, would you say, you think, I'm depressed.
Yes.
You just tell yourself, no, you've just had an incredibly stressful, intense week or month or whatever, and this is your body coming down from that.
And you don't feel guilty about it. See, right. I think that's your thing. You know, I think we're all so used to this that we feel guilty. I have to tell you, I'm a victim of this myself.
Yes.
Sometimes sitting around reading a book for an hour. I don't know when the last time I sat down and read a book for an hour when I wasn't on vacation.
Right. Especially in the middle of the day. Never.
So what's wrong with that?
Right.
You know, it's good for your brain.
Yeah.
Right. So, and the other thing is that, you know, delegating wherever you can.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, in the caretaking of parents or children, being with your friends when you can and just having good times that aren't necessarily around, you know, doing something, taking breaks, not being afraid to take a break.
Right. Right. It's just like you've told me before, you weren't able to take a break. You couldn't let yourself take a break. So your body made you take a break.
That's right. That's what
Yeah.
happens.
Right.
That's what happens. Our bodies keep score.
Ah,
Our
yes.
bodies are, they really are the way your skin looks, the way your eyes look when when you're stressed out and you have got those hormones going, your hair is droopy, you're dried out, you feel tired, your eyes aren't bright because, you're in a mode of survival at that moment, not thriving. So life isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving too. And
And it's
it's
short, so
and
we
it's it's
can drop.
also prioritizing. What's the priority today? Am I the priority today? Is getting my paper written the priority? Is calling a client priority? What and where today can I fit in 5 or 10 minutes of relaxation? The other day I had a sudden break because a patient canceled. I put on my ear pods, I put on music, I walked into Central Park, and I just walked for half an hour listening to music, not a
Hi.
podcast.
Yes, and that, oh yeah, that's
So even though I like podcasts and we're doing a podcast,
right.
that's the other thing. We all feel like we have to keep up with all the information.
Constantly, we have to be learning, right?
But we don't. Sometimes we have to listen to music.
Yes.
Sometimes we have to not listen to music and walk in the park and listen to birds.
Right.
There was just a study done, I don't know where I read it, about how hearing birds totally lowers blood pressure.
I believe it. I do.
We know that women experience great stress. We know that life is stressful, but we also know that life has wonderful things to offer. And I'm a big believer at the end of every day to have a grateful bucket. What am I grateful for? And that helps alleviate, believe it or not, some of the stress hormones.
That's great.
So breathing, a little bit of meditating, any kind of exercise you can fit in, climbing steps, whatever it is.
Moving away from the phone.
Getting away from the phone, reaching out and being with friends. And by the way, laughter is the greatest antidote to everything. So wherever you can, find something to laugh about.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much.
I love you guys.
Love you
Have
too.
a less stressful afternoon.
Yes,
You
you
too.
too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning into this episode on the Style That Binds Us podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure to tell a friend and subscribe. You can be a part of growing with us. Also, do you know about our weekly newsletter? You'll get access to exclusive content in our newsletter that we don't post anywhere else.
Our newsletter comes out every Tuesday, with the exception of the third Thursday of the month, for Allison's special Celebrating Life After 40 edition. Head to the bottom of the Style That Binds Us website to subscribe.